Jesus, the awesome and majestic conquering Jesus. Which one? The second one, right? Like you get when you read that, you're not like, oh, the weirdest thing in the world. He's got a sword sticking out of his mouth. Instead, you realize like John is trying to give us a picture of something, right? And the book of Revelation is full of all kinds of sometimes crazy seeming pictures that are meant to convey something to us. Now, how many of you guys like, or at one time when you were younger, like picture books? You know, you can remember picture books that didn't even have words. You can learn a lot even from the pictures without words. Revelation is painting pictures for us. And so when you're at home this week and your parents are like, man, I just can't figure out how he's got like a sword coming out of his mouth. Like, is it pointed this way or that way or to the side? You can be like, look, mom and dad, let me break it down for you. It's like the mascot. Okay, you got to understand what John is trying to say. He's painting a picture for us. Does that make sense? Can you tell your parents that this week when they get confused? Okay, let me pray for us. Let's pray. God, we thank you that as we get ready to study the book of Revelation, that you have painted beautiful and sometimes just wild and colorful pictures for us. And we pray that as we read this book over the coming weeks, that you would show us more about how beautiful you are and how good you are and how encouraged we ought to be. So we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.